Hi, this is Karen with Bending Tree Yoga, Yoga with Cats, and welcome. I'm here to just go over a little sample of our class, the Yoga Toolbox, to give you a better idea of what it's about and how it can help you and work for you. The Yoga Toolbox goes beyond the mat, creating lasting resources that you can use anytime, anywhere, and they are designed to grow and change with you. The cool thing about the toolbox is that it is ever-growing and changing with resources for you to change your frequency, increase your vibration, start to manifest things in your life, bring about healing, and just a better understanding of yourself and how the universe works. You can use this to help you get clarity on an issue, creatively solve problems, and just in general live a more joyful and abundant life. So you'll be learning some tools that work with you that will resonate with you. The Yoga Toolbox has four elements: breathe, focus, let go, and inner peace. And I kind of divided that up into four elements, but they all work together. So they're working in combination. I'm going to go through them in order to give you an idea what each one means. But you'll find that you'll be using a few at the same time as the session goes on. So we'll start with breathe, and you can get in a comfortable position and begin to take some deep breaths at your own pace. You can bring your hands over your heart if you'd like, or just have your arms at your sides, whatever is feeling comfortable and good for you. And we'll just take a few nice deep inhales and exhales. I like to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. That's just for me an easy way to bring in new energy with each inhale and feel a release with each exhale. And it's okay to make sounds on your exhale. Sometimes you just have to take a nice deep breath, like a and just let it go right there. So you start to feel your body relax. Feel your shoulders begin to relax, your jaw. You can close your eyes. And maybe start to feel a little grounding. And what does that mean? We're grounding into that earth energy. And so we focus on the hip area if you're sitting. If you decide to do this laying down, which is perfectly great, you just picture your back. Feel your back kind of sinking, melting into the earth. And we feel that connection. You can envision roots going down. Again, lots of different ways, lots of different things that you can do, whatever works for you. And so we'll just take a few moments here, and we try some inhales and exhales. And then we just, you know, see what comes in. What you may have some thoughts that come in. A lot of times our mind likes to, you know, run around a little bit. And that's okay. That's totally normal. But we just notice what's happening, and then this brings us to our focus, because if we find our mind is kind of wandering around, we can just pick one thing to focus on. We can start with just focusing on the breathing, the inhale and the exhale, and then we can move into an intention. So many times in meditations, or even your yoga practice, or you have an intention, and it's kind of like a goal or one thing you'd like to work on. And it could be several, but you know, you could start with one thing that comes to mind. And it could be something immediate, like, you're focusing, you know, you have to do a few errands today and you want them to go smoothly. It could be something bigger, like you're looking to, create more abundance in your life. You want to maybe renovate part of your house, you know, things like that. It could be anything that comes up, and however small that it may seem to you, you know, it's okay. And we just start there, and we begin to focus on an intention, and then, you know, see what ideas come in. Think about what you'd love to do, what would give you the most happiness. You know, if we could put money aside, how would we renovate the house? What would I really love? What features would I like? And, you know, it may seem, you know, outrageous or out there, but nothing is. Just let the thoughts come in. Let it just kind of come in, and the process just kind of happen there. So this is part of our focus. And then once we start to get, you know, into our focus, we can move into letting go. Many times when we finally figure out what we want to focus on, we have an intention of something in our lives, fear comes in. That's one of the biggest things that stop us, or, oh, I can't do that, you know, self-confidence, self-doubt. And this is a way in the letting go portion. We'll use some energy work to help clear those programs and habits, get to the bottom of what's really going on. And as you start to do that, you may notice one thing is let go, but then another comes in. And that's just the journey of this process. So, you know, don't be discouraged if you feel like, well, I felt like I cleared that and I'm still feeling like, you know, it's not going as smoothly as planned. That's okay. Take a moment. Go through this again and look at it and see, you know, what's blocking. Is there another block? Is there another something? Maybe you need to switch directions. A lot of times we focus on one thing and realize that's good right now. But as we progress in that project or in that activity, that we need to switch gears a little bit. It's ever changing, and we just embrace that and then move into that new direction. But it's in this, you'll be finding techniques that will help you. And, you know, with the energy work, it may be a little bit of a meditation, a little conversation to figure out, you know, where the blocks are to let them go, to clear the way for our project and also inner peace. So while we progress in our project, whatever that is, we then want to create an inner peace where then things start to go smooth. They start to feel easy. And that's the way it's meant to be. So, I mean, granted, we have to do some work and there might be some stresses, but as we let go, then it becomes more inner peace. We look forward to the next day, the next task that we need to do. And when we kind of really get into that inner peace section, it's kind of a full body being assessment of yourself. And you're using your breathing techniques like this. You can just take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, bring your hands to heart center, and just kind of see what's happening, how you're feeling physically, emotionally. Is there anything that's coming up right now, some thoughts that may be coming up? And again, then we go through that process of letting go again. And so you can use this all in symphony. You know, the breathing, you have your intention, your focus, you're letting go and opening the way for that inner peace and that flow of creating what you'd like in your life. And each time we can go a little deeper. And again, the energy work part will give you some tools like energy protection tools, some chakra clearing and balancing tools, some affirmations if you feel comfortable using those, if that resonates with you. Some techniques on how to drop your consciousness to heart center if you need a little extra clarity. And so it brings all of this together. So you're living your life in this space of creating, of inspiration, and where troubleshooting just, you know, can actually feel kind of fun. Where, all right, what's the next step? And you look forward and you feel energized. And you allow your journey to feel energized within you. So that's kind of basically the combination of elements and how the session will go. We can do this as a private session. I will be holding classes where we'll go through these same steps. And then, you know, we can have some dialogue and see what's working for you. And you can write down what works for you and start your practice and see where it leads. You can do one session, you can do many sessions, and then you kind of create your own toolbox, and that is for you to use. So you can make an appointment with me privately for a private session. You can visit the website, bendingtreeyogahealing.com, send me an email, WhatsApp, text, or call me. Whatever feels good, I look forward to working with you, and I'd love to hear from you. And so I encourage you to go for it and find peace in your journey. Wishing you all the best. Namaste.